you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself, with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come back." The woman answered and said to him, "I do not have a husband." Jesus answered her, "You are right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one speaking with you." At that moment, his disciples returned and were amazed that he was talking with a woman. But still, no one said, "What are you looking for?" or "Why are you talking with her?" The woman left her water jar and went into the town and said to the people, "Come see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ?" They went out of the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." So the disciples said to one another, Could someone have brought him something to eat? Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, In 4 months the harvest will be here? I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe for the harvest. The reaper is already receiving payment and gathering crops for eternal life, so that the sower and reaper can rejoice together. For here the saying is verified that one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of their work. Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified, He told me everything I have done. When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, No, we no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world, the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today is the third Sunday of Lent, and I will say that we are halfway of our journey, 40 days and 40 nights, and it's time to examine so far how has been our journey with Jesus Christ in the desert. We have this in the first reading, the gospel. We have the theme of water. Water, all of us, we know water. And for our survival, we need to have enough water in our bodies. But this water is not the material water we usually use, but is Jesus Christ himself, as he said in the gospel, the living water. In our first reading, we have this, the community of complainers. They always complain about everything. And yesterday, as I said, yes, sometimes good to complain, other times no, because we don't have reason to do so. And when you complain too much, sometimes lack of faith or lack of trust in God. And the Israelites believe in God as their Savior and their Father. When everything was fine with them, they will praise God for being there for them. And the part of the reading we have is part of their experience in the desert. You know, the wilderness, there's no way you can get water. Everything is dry. And so they are there, and they have Moses as a leader. Now, in time of need, they turn against him, complaining to him, to Moses. First, they saw God as the Savior. Now they saw him, maybe someone wanting to kill them because no food, no drinks. How are they going to survive? And Moses goes to God, said, Soon they will stone me because I don't have anything to give them. And God came and intervened by telling Moses, Go and strike your staff on the rock, and I'll be there, standing there, for what you need, and I'll give my people water. And so this intervention of God is a sign that whenever we suffer, we are not alone. God is there watching, and at the proper time, he will intervene. He will intervene because God did not create us to suffer. He created us to always be happy and to be at peace with him and with with one another. And that's why I said, whenever we complain, yes, sometimes it's because we are human. We are human beings, and then we complain. And usually we complain when things don't come the way you expect them. When life becomes tough, and then we start complaining. When we think that we are alone, God has gone very far from us, and then we think that He's no longer with us. And then we start cursing, we start complaining, we start even doubting about his presence. God is always there. It's enough to open our eyes to see his presence, especially when we suffer. And let's go back to this gospel, this dialogue between Jesus and the Samaritan woman. At the time of Jesus, it was not allowed for a young man to speak alone or to talk alone with a lady. And that's why when the disciples came, they were like amazed. Why was the Master, the Son of God, talking to a lady alone at the well at noontime? And still no one there to ask, what are you looking for? Or why are you talking with her? And she was not a Jew like Jesus. She was a Samaritan. And as she said, how can you, a Jew, ask me for a drink? Because there was kind of like conflicts or maybe racism between the Jew and the Samaritans. That's why the Jew will not approach the Samaritan, or the Samaritan will not approach those who are from Jewish culture. And so by this, Jesus Christ shows us that he has come for everybody. Jesus is there for those who speak English and those who speak maybe French or Spanish. Jesus has come for the people in all their cultures and tribes. And that's why he's breaking down those kind of frontiers between the people. And so their discussion is really like a journey, a spiritual journey. You come, you are talking to someone you don't know. By the time you continue a dialogue, then you know each other. And so we see that first she had Jesus Christ as a symbol traveler. She was calling him sir. And at the end, she said she went back to her city calling other people, that I have found someone, maybe he could be a prophet because he told me everything I have done. And so this dialogue Jesus is making with the lady in the gospel is the same dialogue Jesus is making with you, with all of us. That's the journey of our faith and our spiritual life. We need to have someone who will talk to us about Jesus Christ. And as we journey together, we understand that our faith comes from the listening of the Word of God. And the same faith is nourished by that Word of God. That's why we as Christians and we as disciples of Christ, we have to create time to listen to that Word. And that Word is Jesus Christ himself. And when Jesus comes to the lady, her daily activity was to fetch the water. And so that's where Jesus Christ goes. So wherever we are, I know we have so many, many occupations, many main churches. We have many things we do, businesses. That's where Jesus Christ will go and find you, doing your daily activities. But I promise that maybe when we go out, we don't look like Christians anymore. We only look like Christians or disciples of Christ whenever we are in the church. But when we sit in our offices, we behave or we become like anybody. So if you have to serve Jesus Christ, it's through our daily activities. If you are a priest, Jesus knows where to look for you. If you are a teacher, probably Jesus will find you in the class with the students. If you are military, Jesus knows where he will find you. If you are a cop, a police, Jesus knows where he will find you. And if you are a businessman, Jesus knows where he will find you. Will you be available to talk to Jesus Christ? Will you have time to listen to him or dialogue as he's doing in the gospel with this Samaritan woman? And so the time is for us to open our eyes, to open our hearts to that dialogue with Jesus Christ. The lady in the beginning did not understand the water Jesus Christ was talking about. She said, "Sir, please, can I get some of that water so that I'll stop coming here? I'll have water with me." And then Jesus says, "The water I'll give will bring in you the Spirit." The Spirit, that's the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God himself. And so sometimes we need water, we need food to survive. And sometimes we look for pleasures, hoping that those things, those pleasures will give us what we need. And when we go to confession, one of the advices or the words we usually receive from the priest is that after confession, you will be at peace with God and you'll become at peace with one another. And so, Jesus Christ says, "What the water will give is the living water, and that water will bring in you the Spirit of God. And those who will worship my Father will worship in spirit and will worship in truth." We don't need anymore to go to Jerusalem, because that's where worship used to be. Now we'll worship God by having Jesus Christ. Once we have Jesus Christ, then we have God. And once we have Jesus Christ, then we have everything. At the end, what comes from this dialogue between Jesus and the woman is the missionary activity. And then the lady went back to her town, telling the people, "Come and see this man who told me everything I have done." And then all the Samaritans, they went. They saw Jesus Christ. They also professed their faith. And they said, "We no longer believe in him because of your word, but we believe in him because of what we heard for ourselves." And so that voice, that courage of the woman, is the one we need, all of us, today. After we have come here, encountering Jesus Christ in the sacrament, it's now time to go. To go where? Where Jesus Christ is sending you. Where God is sending you. He's not sending you to maybe to Africa or somewhere. He's sending you to people around you. And the people around us, first is our family members. Wherever we go, we'll always have people around us. On the roads, in the market, in the workplaces, we have always people around us and with us. And so that's where Jesus Christ is telling you to go, to be like this woman, Samaritan woman, and said, "Come and see the man who told me everything I have done." Because when we come, we become closer to Jesus Christ. We will know, he will reveal to us the mystery of our salvation and also the mystery about our souls, because we remain mystery. Even though those who are married, still they remain mystery to one another. Only God will reveal that mystery about your husband, that mystery about your salvation, and even the mystery about your souls. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, let us pray that this holy sacrifice will help us to be courageous to speak. I always see people after the Mass talking outside, and we are going to do so after the Mass. But what do we say? What's the content of our message when you talk to your friends? Yes, I know that we cannot only talk about the gospel, but at least talk about Jesus Christ. It's difficult, but this is our mission. This is our mission. Go and talk to people. It's not about only gossiping or complaining most of the time about my friends, about colleagues, about children, about parents, about priests. But let us make Jesus Christ the content of our message, so that by your words, you may also bring other people to believe in Jesus Christ. And they will say, I no longer believe in Jesus because of you, but I believe in him because of the experience I have. Because of the experience I have, as they say that if you don't have something to say about Christ, then you better remain silent. So in order to go out, we need to be really strengthened and to be in communion with Jesus Christ. So having that communion, having that peace, that joy, that gospel, and then you have something to bring. Then you have something to bring. Last time I talked about this Amazon. Maybe some of you are used to Amazon. They not come to your house unless they have something for you, a package. If they don't have thing, they don't have anything for you, Amazon Prime will not come to your house. And so the same thing for us Christians. If you don't have any message, if you don't have Christ, then it will become easier for you not to say anything. And so first, we need to have that Jesus Christ. And so Jesus Christ is making that dialogue every day with us through his word, through the sacraments. And so once we receive his word, once we are transformed by his word, and then we become strong enough, we should become courageous and going out, bringing the same Jesus to other people, inviting them not to believe in us, but inviting them to believe in Jesus Christ, the source and the living water our hearts need to have as we use food and water for our survival. Let us also go back to Jesus Christ for our spiritual survival, knowing that once we meet with Jesus Christ, and then we have God within us and in ourselves.